The Torah says, and this is Parsha, right before Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf. So, no, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that.
I didn't do it, what else did it?
I just, what are you saying? You just did it. You just did it. So the Torah says right here before Kriyas Yamsuf, like this. When Israel get to the Yam, they arrive at the Yam, and they are stuck. The Mitzrim are behind them, the water's in front of them, and they don't know what to do. So they start to daven. Moshe Rabbeinu starts to daven, and Hashem responds to him. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Mati tzake elai. Why are you calling out to me? Why are you davening? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Speak to the people and just go. It's not a time to daven. That's a b'chlal, that's a very striking statement. But Rashi says in the second half of the pasuk, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu, Ein lahem el lisa. All you have to do is go. She'ein hayam omid bifneihem, because the water is not going to stand in front of them. Kedai zuchus avoseihem. They're worthy because of their zuchus avos, vahem, and their own zchuyos, v'ha'emuna she'eminu bi, and the emuna that they have in me. The yatsu likro lahem esayam. In the zchus of three things, Kriyas Yamsuf is going to happen. Zchus avoseihem, vahem, v'ha'emuna she'eminu bi. And these three, because of these three things, the Yam is going to split. So if I would ask you, after learning this Rashi, what are the ingredients you need for a miracle like Kriyas Yamsuf, you'll tell me. Zchus avos, your own mitzvos, vahem, your own zchuyos, and the emuna. Those are the three ingredients for Kriyas Yamsuf, for a nace of epic proportions. So I ask you a kasha, because the Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Chaf, the Gemara says, Maishna doros harishonim disrachesh lehu nisa, v'anan delo israchesh le nisa. What's the difference between the earlier generations that were zochah to miracles and we're not zochah to miracles? They were asked, what's the ingredient? Give me an ingredient for miracles. So it says, maybe you'll tell me it's Talmud Torah. No, the earlier generations, they just learned Nashim and Nezikin, but we learn Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So it's not Talmud Torah. What is the ingredient for miracles? And the Gemara says, they were Moser Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, and we're not Moser Nefesh. They had Mesiris Nefesh, we don't have Mesiris Nefesh. The Gemara gives an example of Mesiris Nefesh, doesn't mean to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Mesiris Nefesh, man, the Gemara tells a story about, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, one of the Tanaim, he ripped shatnez off of somebody right in the middle of the shuk. Okay, even though it cost him a lot of money in the end of the day. They had Mesiris Nefesh for Avodas Hashem. So the Gemara says in Brachos Beferish that the one ingredient necessary for Nisim, you want to see Nisim? You have to have Mesiris Nefesh. So how do we reconcile that with this Rashi? Rashi says, a nace, what do you need? Zuchos Avos, your own zchuyos, and emuna. The Gemara says in Brachos, what do you need for a miracle? Mesiris Nefesh. What's the answer of Osai? They're both right. You need Mesiris Nefesh in these three areas. If you have Mesiris Nefesh in Zuchos Avos, and Mesiris Nefesh in your own mitzvahs, and Mesiris Nefesh in emuna, so then you get miracles. And this is exactly what happened over here by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Bnei Yisrael at the Yam, and they need three Mesiris Nefesh in three areas. The pasuk says in Tehillim that we all say in Hallel, we're familiar with, Vayar Hayam Vayanos. What does that mean? Vayar Hayam, the sea saw Vayanos. What is Vayanos? It fled. It split. What did the sea see? C-E-S-E-A, C-E-S-E-E. What did the sea see? What did the Yam see that it split? So says the Medrash, Vayar Atzmos Yosef. It saw the Aron of Yosef at Tzadik. What was the honor of Yosef? That Chazal tell us, all of Bnei Yisrael were going and collecting all the wealth of Egypt to leave Mitzrayim with all the money of the Egyptians. And what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He was going to get the Atzmos Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't interested in all the money. He was willing to be Moser Nefesh. I'll pass by all that other wealth everybody else is taking. I'm going to bring out Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu and Mesiris Nefesh for Schus Avos for Yosef Atzadik. They get to the Yam. Vayar Hayam Atzmos Yosef Vayanus. Mesiris Nefesh and Schus Avos. Mesiris Nefesh for their own mitzvahs. Bnei Yisrael in Ein Mitzrayim. That Hashem, Paro says to Moshe, go, serve God in Mitzrayim. What do you have to leave for? So, Moshe says, we're going to slaughter the gods of the Egyptians, the sheep, they worship the sheep. We're going to slaughter the sheep. The Hamelo Yiskelunu, all the Egyptians will attack us for trying to kill their gods. We can't do that. So we have to go and leave Mitzrayim and do the avodah there. What mitzvah did Hashem give Bnei Yisrael before they left? Two mitzvahs. Mitzvah of what? Each individual was doing Korban Pesach and Bris Milah. Korban Pesach and Bris Milah. The two mitzvahs, one, Bris Milah, the mysterious nefesh, is obvious, right? The mysterious nefesh is obvious for Bris Milah. And for Korban Pesach, that this is the God of the Egyptians, that they were scared to do the Avodah in Mitzrayim because the Egyptians are going to kill them. Hashem says, go kill those Egyptian gods. Even though it's at the risk of your own life. Mysterious Nefesh for their own mitzvahs. And then Mysterious Nefesh for Emunah, Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon ben Aminadav goes into the sea. Higiyu Mayim ad Nefesh, he goes into the sea to the point where he almost can't breathe. And only then Hashem splits the sea. He's willing to be Moser Nefesh, he has Emunah Hashem. So if you have Mysterious Nefesh in these three areas, so then you have Nisan. But if you have Mysterious Nefesh in the wrong area, then you get a bad news. Right, there's a sefer called Mayan Besa Shoeva from Rav Shimon Schwab, where it's a Chumash sefer. At the end of each parasha, he has like short ha'aras. So the end of parashas Ba'aloscha, he has a ha'ara. That it says over there that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara with Aaron about Moshe, and she became Mitzoras Kasheleg. She was Mitzoras Kasheleg. She got Tzaras, and it was like white like snow. So he says, there are a couple times in Chumash where it says Mitzoras Kasheleg, in Tanakh, three times in Tanakh where it says the phrase Mitzoras Kasheleg, and each time a nes happens, and Sarchi, that's what he says, three times in Tanakh where it says Mitzoras Kasheleg, each time the Tzaras is happening by way of nes, Sarchi. What are the three times? One is Miriam over there where he comments. Second time is earlier in Chumash where Moshe Rabbeinu is at the sneh, the burning bush, and Hashem says, go save Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe's like, no, I can't, I don't want, none of that. And finally, he agrees and he gets two signs. One that his rod will turn into a snake. The other that he puts his hands into his shirt, comes out Mitzoras Kasheleg, which is also a nes. And then the third time is Gehazi. Gehazi was the assistant of Elisha HaNavi. And the story is in the Navi, we're not going to go through the whole thing now, but basically, Elisha cured one of the, a general whose name was Naaman. I don't remember his name. Naaman or Amno. I forgot his name. He cured a general of Tzaras, and the general, he told him to go dip in the Jordan River a couple of times, that his Tzaras will be cured. He goes, he comes to Elisha, he says, oh, thank you so much, I want to give you gifts, I want to shower you with gifts, what do you want? Tell me whatever gift you want, I'll give it to you for curing me for the Tzaras. And Elisha's like, no, this is all from Hashem, I don't want any gifts, it was a big Kiddush Hashem, he wouldn't take anything. Okay, the general leaves, Gehazi chases after him, and says, Elisha changed his mind, hook it up. He tries to get the gifts, and then he ruins the whole Kiddush Hashem that Elisha created, and then he's cursed, and he becomes Mitzoras Kasheleg. Three times where it says Mitzoras Kasheleg, all happened al yidei nes. Says Rav Shimon Schwab Tzarchin. Lichora, we can answer perhaps with this yisod, that Mesiris Nefesh creates miracles. If you have Mesiris Nefesh for good things, for mitzvahs, for emunah, for schus avos, you get the best miracles, you get kriyas yamsuf. If you have Mesiris Nefesh for the wrong things, you get the worst miracles. Hey, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's like, Hashem, no, Hashem, I won't save the people, I'm not worthy. Shlach nabiyat, shlach, not me. What are they even worthy? Hashem says, what, are you being Moshe Nefesh not to save Klal Yisrael? Mitzoras Kasheleg. Mitzoras Nefesh for the wrong thing. Miriam, she wants to make sure Shalom Bayis with Moshe, why she has to divorce his wife, so she speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you doing? Speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu? You know what kind of risk that is? What, Mitzoras Nefesh, to run the risk for to speak badly about Moshe? It's misplaced, Mitzoras Kasheleg. Gehazi, right? He runs the risk of alienating the Navi, his Rebbe, Elisha, to get money. So he's Moser Nefesh for money. Mitzoras Kasheleg. You have Mitzoras Nefesh in the wrong places, you'll get a miracle. But Derech Shadam Rotze Leilech Molichin Oso. The way you want to go, Hashem will help you in that way. Everybody gets Siyata Dishmaya. But Derech Shadam Rotze Leilech Molichin Oso. Where you want to go, Hashem will take you. Where do you want to go? You want to have Mitzoras Nefesh for Torah and Mitzvahs? You'll get Kriyas Yamsuf. You want to have Mitzoras Nefesh for the other things? Mitzoras Kasheleg, you'll get your Mitzoras Nefesh, you'll get your Siyata Dishmaya, you'll get where you're at, you'll get your nes. You want your miracle, you'll get your miracle. You want to be Moser Nefesh for that? You'll get it. Mitzoras Kasheleg, you'll get your miracle. But you'll be Mitzoras Kasheleg afterwards. Is that what we want? What are we being Moser Nefesh for? What are we Moser? So some guy Moser Nefesh, it's hard for me a whole day in the Beis Medrash. I push myself every Seder. I make sure I come to every Seder, Mesiris Nefesh. So you have Mesiris Nefesh there, it'll become easier and easier. You have Sviyat Dishmaya, B'darach Shalom Ritzi Leilech Molichin also. Right? Pischuli Pesach Kechudo Shal Machad, Hashem says. The Medrash says in Chiyos Shirin. You open up for Hashem a little Pesach, a little opening, like the size of a pinhole. The Eftach Lachem Pesach Sha'agalos Ukronis Nechnasim Bo. Hashem says, I'll open up the doorway so wide, you'll have whole chariots going into that Pesach. If you open me up a little bit for me, Hashem says, I'll open it up the whole world for you. You have tremendous Yat Yishmael, like we spoke about earlier. You'll go on the, you'll go up the elevator. You have mysterious nefesh for the right reasons. The sky is the limit. There's no way, there's nothing, it never stops. But if you want to have a different kind of mysterious nefesh, you have mysterious nefesh that I stay up all night to watch a football game, and that means I can't come to Shacharis in the morning. You have mysterious nefesh that I can go out and I meet this person in that place and maybe something. Yeah, you'll have atzlacha over there also. B'derech shadam rotzei leilech molichin also. You'll have atzlacha there. One time, if I could just pause those for a second. One time a guy asked me a shayla. He asked me a shayla. Years ago. He said, Rabbi, he's very matzliach. Baruch Hashem, he's a real ben Torah now. If he ever hears this, I don't know how he would, but he'll know he's talking. He'll know himself what I'm talking about. It was so many years ago. He said, Rabbi, can you daven to Hashem that he should help you get to know a certain girl a little bit better? V'hamevin yavin. He asked it in a little bit more of a crass kind of way. Can you daven for that? So I said, you can't daven for that. It's usher to daven for that. But if you daven for that, will it work? Maybe. Maybe it'll work. Because b'derech sha'adam rotzei leilech molichin osa. You have mysterious nefesh for that? You can have hatzlacha for that. Hashem will give you hatzlacha wherever you want. But what do you want? Because ultimately, if you're moser nefesh in the wrong places, you'll have your hatzlacha. But you know what you'll see? You look in the mirror afterwards, and you're mitzoras kasheleg. You'll have your nace, and you'll look in the mirror, it'll be mitzoras kasheleg, it'll be disgusting. Where do you want to wake up in 100 years from now? You look in the mirror when you're 80, 90, 100 years old. What do you want to see? Who do you want to be down the line? So a person has mysterious nefesh for the right things, his whole life could be good. You'll have tremendous bracha, tremendous success. Who do you want to see yourself be? You want to look in the mirror, you're going to be this old man. We're all, Mirtz Hashem one day, we're going to look in the mirror, we're going to be old men. Old men. What do you want to see when you look in the mirror when you're an old man? You're going to see in the background, you have your mirror in your dining room. You see the background. Behind you, you have all the things. You have pictures on the wall. Who's going to be in the pictures on your wall? Look at the picture, you're a 90-year-old man. So there's your grandson and your great-grandson. This one's got, one of your grandsons got hair down to his bottom, and he's got earrings all around, and the girl is half-dressed, and you have, all you see in the back is your whole other wall is of one big flat-screen TV. That's what you look in the mirror, that's what you see. This, and that's your life, that's your background. That's what you want to see. You'll have miracles, you'll have, that's what you want to see, it's Mitzvah Kashelik. Or maybe you want to see something else. Maybe you see, you're looking, you're going to have those like wrinkles right over here from all the smiling that you did your whole life. You have a nice big yarmulke on. You see in the background all the sfarim. You'll see pictures of your children and your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Shamayim. You're going to see the bar mitzvahs and the weddings. You can see gedolim on the walls. This one was his Mesader Kiddushin. This one had that Mesader Kiddushin. You think you can't do it? You can do that. You can be that. You go to Rabbi David's house. Right? Look at all the gedolim on the walls. A picture of him with this one, a picture of him with that one, a picture of him with the other one. That's what you want to have on your wall. You think, I can't be like that? I'm not going to be the Rosh Hashiva? Rabbi Schneider likes to say, I don't want to steal his line, but you're going to be the Rosh Hashiva. Everybody's going to be the Rosh Hashiva of their house. You're going to be the Rosh Hashiva of your house. You're going to decide what it's going to look like. Who your children are going to be, who your wife is going to be, what's your life going to look like? So you have mysterious nefesh for Torah and mitzvahs. You can't imagine the bracha that Hashem could be. Like Kriyas Yamsuf. You say, me? You know where I come from? You know where I grew up? You know how I was raised? You know the things I've done? You know who I am, Rabbi? It's not possible. We're both like, Kriyas Yamsuf is possible. It happened. It really happened. How did it happen? We know how it happened. You have mysterious nefesh. Miracles happen. Mysterious nefesh for Torah and mitzvahs, you have your own miracle. But if you have mysterious nefesh for the wrong things, and everybody knows Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho, each person knows what his wrong things are, you have mysterious nefesh for those chas v'shalom, the miracles go in the exact opposite direction, and you look in the mirror and you're mitzoras kashela. You can't even look at yourself. You can't even look at yourself. So Rabosai, a bracha for a little bit of chizuk. This is the time. I always tell people that as a Rebbe for Shana Aleph guys in Yeshiva, the second half of the year is so much more geschmack than the first half of the year. The first half of the year is beautiful also, with its own beauties. But the second half of the year, everybody is basically, we're all on the same page at this point. We all know where we want to go. It's now just a matter of putting the pedal to the metal and, you know, riding out this long stretch of the year and squeezing it for every little bit that it's worth. This is the time. And now everybody's really getting into it. So this is the time. Squeeze it for everything it's worth. Put in the Mesiras Nefesh. Come to Shacharis a little bit earlier. Come to Shacharis. Come to Shacharis on time. Come to Shacharis a little bit earlier. Add that extra Seder during lunch. Add that extra Seder after night Seder. Push. Now's the time to push a little bit harder. Stay a little bit longer. Have the Mesiras Nefesh. And if you have the Mesiras Nefesh for both sides, the Nes is just around the corner.
I want to record this.